Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there.
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
Not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Fight?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the war. Bring me mine.
Oh. We're recording.
We're recording. Hello, party people.
Wait, wait.
What is your
point? The blue balls didn't come out, right?
No.
Okay.
Now it did.
Now it did.
I mean, but now they don't know what that's in reference to. I was more specific before.
Yeah. No, but no, it did not.
Is that a knock?
Yeah, it was a knock.
Oh.
Hello.
Are you ignoring it?
It's me.
Sophie?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hang on. Pause.
I love when Nick's here.
And we're back. 22 seconds in, and we had to pause. Well, welcome. Everybody,
this panda looks like he's gonna commit suicide.
Why? This panda looks like he is like being tortured,
right? He does not look happy.
Okay,
we have a panda.
I don't know why there's why is it 2017 and there's still a Beanie Baby.
I don't know.
Well,
but
because
I feel we
my
need
mom
to take a picture.
Cleaned out the attic in her house
and fortune.
She gave me all my Beanie Babies back.
Mommy, oh I feel like we need to take a picture of that for posting.
See, mi amor.
Hey, calm down.
Okay.
Caca. ¿Qué pasó? Caca.
Buenas noches, mi amor. I love you.
Te amo.
Te amo.
Good night, papi.
Buenas noches, mi vida. Go blue. I can smell that shit.
It was bad.
Oh my god, it smells really bad.
There was
I
child. Child
my problem.
There was child poopy, and it came in.
I didn't smell.
Yeah, it's like it's super early tonight. It's early for us to be recording. It's not even 7 p.m. yet. So Neri is on solo daddy duty, and he's taking care of the children for me.
Yay.
But anyway, welcome to Mama's Zimmer. Though we haven't even finished our welcome, and we've paused twice.
Yeah.
Welcome to Mama's Zimmer. Though my name is Vanessa, as always, and with me is Christy.
Hello,
and Stephanie. And
oh,
Stephanie.
Sorry.
And Stephanie.
Sorry. Hi.
It's going to be one of those days, guys. So we had to record late this week, Friday. Stephanie had to work late because she had a wedding.
Steph almost died this weekend.
Hey, talk into the mic, please, because I can't hear you.
Sorry. Stephanie almost died this weekend from exhaustion and insanity and
mothering.
No, well, that wasn't as bad, but yeah, no, because it got into my way on Friday. Yeah Okay.
Everything.
Life.
And it actually kind of worked out well that we
a new Beauty and the Beast tavern opens up this oh it's Disneyland I don't care
for those of our listeners in California.
There's a new Beauty and the Beast. Oh, yeah, a new
Beauty and the Beast restaurant opening up called the Red Rose Tavern. You should go check it out.
Oh, our delivery is arriving now from Postmates. Thank you, fantastic. We're going to have to pause again. Yeah, we ordered dinner. But yeah, it was a good thing that we had to cancel recording on Friday because at 10:30 p.m., Prime recording time, like closing time, where we're already two bottles deep.
But that's also prime if anything is going to happen to your kid. True. That is the witching hour.
But I'm glad that you guys were not here because she probably would have exorcist style vomited up her soul all over the recording equipment. And that would have been bad.
Oh,
because
lovely.
She woke up, like, when she went to bed, when Sophie went to bed, she was like, I don't want to say fighting me, but she was going back and forth. Like, she would come out of her room and she was like postponing and trying to not go to sleep. And then finally, the last time she came out of her room, she's like, "Mommy, my tummy hurts." And I was like, "Whatever, Sophia, go to bed," because she was already annoying me. And then 2 hours later, she woke up. She was like, "Mommy, my tummy hurts." And then she sat on the couch
and blah.
And then all of a sudden, she like went. And then she got up really fast. Thank God it didn't get on the couch, but like all over the living room floor, which I had previously spent all day mopping. And then like she vomited in the bathroom, and she vomited about 5 times between 10:30 and 12:15.
And oh, Lord.
Apparently Neri is busy, so I'm going to go get the door.
And get our food.
Pause.
Oh, no, I remember.
And we're back. Sorry about that. I had to mom, and then we had to eat dinner. So as I was saying, we had, well, should I be talking about this? We're still kind of munching, but we had
an eventful weekend.
We had
an eventful Friday night.
I felt so bad. Around the third time Sophie had an episode, I called my mom like in hysterical tears because my children don't normally throw up like out of the blue, and when they do, it's like one time and it's done. But every time I gave Sophie like a little bit of water or some crackers or something, she couldn't hold it down. So I called my mom. It was like 11:30 at night. I had just talked to her like 20 minutes prior, telling her what was going on. She was like, "Okay, well, call us if anything." And I was like, "Okay, I'll call you, whatever." And then Sophie threw up again, but this time, like the first time she threw up on the couch, the second time we made it to the bathroom in time, sort of, because she like stood at the doorway and then like threw up all over the bathroom floor. Yeah, go ahead. And then the third time she like threw up in her bed, and I was like, awesome.
We'll consider yourself lucky because Lincoln just throws up for no fucking reason.
Yeah. I'm super thankful that my children are not typical vomiting children. So I usually like don't know what to do when this is happening. So I called my parents like hysterically because I was like, "Oh my God, I'm gonna have to rush to the emergency room." Neri was traveling, so it's just me and the two kids, and I'm like, Oliver's asleep. Then the third time that Sophie threw up was around the time that Oliver woke up, and then the kid was awake to like 12:30 at night because there was just so much commotion. My parents came over. The dogs were barking. Yeah. You know, I'm like crying hysterically. Sophie's throwing up in the bathroom. And then in between throw ups, she's singing Let It Go because she was feeling better after she threw up. And I'm like, the fuck is happening? So we're like having a powwow in the bathroom because I was terrified that it was like a bug or it was something that we ate because the three of us ate the same dinner. And I was feeling queasy, but I was feeling queasy because I was watching my child throw up her life and soul. But I was scared that he had the same thing, so I was like, you know what, everybody powwow in the bathroom. If we all throw up, we're all in the bathroom. So like I sent Neri a picture. I'm like, this is what's happening, and Oliver's like sitting on the little step stool in the bathroom laughing hysterically. That good call stuff. She's dipping fries in melted cheese.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Nobody's blaming you. That's a good call. So
I'm still eating, sorry.
Thankfully Oliver didn't get sick. It must have just been that she ate a shit ton of crap that day because they had a party at school and then she was good at school. So I got her cupcake from Publix, and then we had Panera mac and cheese for dinner. So
it could just be all the little mixed stuff mixed in her tummy.
Yeah, I think it was just too much garbage food in one day. But yeah, 5 times homegirl threw up. And then I stayed up with her until like 1:30, making sure that she was keeping water down. I had to call the emergency nurse line for the doctor, and they were like, give her between 2 to 4 teaspoons of water.
Teaspoons
of water every 5 minutes for 4 hours. And I'm like,
Just give her a fucking cup of water every
but I, like, that's what I was doing, and she was vomiting it because she was drinking it too fast. So I switched to, I gave her like a red Solo cup, and I used a medicine dropper.
How about you just give her a piece of ice and let her suck on it?
My ice machine's broken, but that's what the nurse said to do. She's like, if you don't want to do like the little teaspoons, just give her some ice to suck on, and it works the same because she's getting the fluid slowly. So I would give her like 3 teaspoons of water and a little Solo cup, which is like just enough to cover the bottom of the cup. And she was like keeping that down. My mom read her story, and then finally my dad went home and my mom slept over just in case like we had another episode. And the next day she was fine, so I'm pretty sure it was just that she ate something that didn't agree with her, because I didn't get sick and Oliver didn't get sick. Yeah, so we're okay. So that was super
fun time.
I still feel like it's Tuesday and I still feel like I haven't completely recovered from that. But yeah, it was great. So yeah, real quick, before we get into anything else, let's just talk about the wine. If you watched our live video like 20 minutes ago, we are drinking Stella Rosa. It is a black semi-sweet wine.
It was buy one, get one free. Sorry.
Yeah. So, well, according to like the reviews that I read before we started recording, it's a 4.1 out of 5 on Vivino, which is a really cool app. I highly recommend you download it. Did she say she was coming?
We're not getting paid to promote Vivino.
Yeah, we're not getting paid to promote Vivino. I saw an ad for it and I used it a couple times. And
however, if you do want to pay us.
Yeah, Vivino, if you do want to pay us, okay, we will promote all about the time. Hang on.
She gone?
I think so. Here we got her.
And we're back. Yep.
It is a black
wine. It's a black wine. It's a carbonated wine. It's semi-sweet and it has a low alcohol content. So this is another one that's good for the ladies.
Yeah, and like when we first tried the first sip, I was telling the girls.
Mic to your mouth, please.
Oh, sorry. I was telling the girls, it reminds me of a Lambic, which is, I think it's Belgian beer. That is like usually a lot of people have it like the framboise one, the raspberry one. It's
just like saying framboise.
Framboise Lambic. I learned that, and that's why I used to order all the time when I would go to the bar. But it's just like a tasty carbonated. It's one of those. I think it would be nice on a cool day. I mean, on a warm day.
Yeah, I can see that
by the pool.
I like that it has a crown.
I know. I like that it's black wine,
and it's a product of Italy.
Yeah, it's not Merlot. It's not
Il Conte.
Cab. It just says black wine.
So it's a semi-sweet wine. So,
yeah, I think he's parenting.
Yeah, good. It's about time he parented. I'm always the bad guy. Oh yeah. So we were arguing today because Sophie keeps coming every night. Like she falls asleep in her room, pretty much on her own. Like she asks me to lay with her, cuddle with her, whatever, which I do after we read a story, and then I get up and I leave and I do whatever else I need to do. But then in the middle of the night, around 1-2 o'clock in the morning, she comes into our bedroom and sleeps with us the rest of the night. And last night I woke up like at 4 and I like woke up and I just screamed at her because she was tickling me purposefully with one of her toys. Like, and I know she was doing it because when I brought it up to her earlier in the afternoon, she started giggling like, I knew I was doing that. So he's like trying to tell me that I need to be the one to tell her not to come into bed because he doesn't want to be the bad guy. And I'm like, do you understand that I'm always the bad guy? Like always. So yet again, I have to be the bad guy and telling her not to come into our room. Like, but you do it. You're the one that doesn't want her in our bed. You need to tell her you don't want her in our bed. And you don't have to tell her, I don't want you in our bed. Just, hey, mama, you don't fit. We don't sleep comfortably. When you're here, you need to sleep in your own bed and you'll sleep better. But no, he wants me to do it because, yeah, and I'm so fucking tired of being the jerk all the time.
Does he, is he okay with being the bad guy for Oliver?
He doesn't like, he likes to spoil them when he's home.
Okay.
So because he's not home. Like, more than 50% of the time, he's traveling, so he likes to give them whatever they want. Like when I'm alone with them, I don't let them play with my phone. But when he's here, the moment Oliver asks for the phone, he hands it over. I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that. So then I'm the jerk that doesn't let the kids play with their phone. I'm the one that's always putting them in timeout, and I'm the one that's always snapping, and I'm the one that's always like, we have to do this and we have to do that. And, da, 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 da. And he gets to be seen as the fun guy, which I completely understand why he doesn't want to be the disciplinarian, but at the same time, he flat out just told me, I don't want to be the bad guy. Like,
I was wondering if it was like more along the lines of like, he didn't want to be the mean one to the like daddy's little girl.
No, it's to both of them.
Oh, okay. Then he just doesn't want to be the mean one in general.
Well, yep.
If I may interject.
Interject away.
Having in a past life been a teacher at a private school,
mm-hmm.
where there are a lot of kids, and not that I'm saying that Neri is trying to do this, but having been around a lot of kids that whose parents or fathers and fathers specifically travel a lot for work,
mm-hmm.
I mean there's a very slippery slope into like buying your kids affection,
yeah,
to make fun of make up for the fact that you're not here, yeah. So that is like,
well, I don't feel,
and again,
like,
I'm not accusing him of doing that.
I don't feel like that's what he's doing. He just wants to be seen as the fun one. When I get that, like, he doesn't want it to be like, I just tell him all the time, like, it's such a, I've said the same thing to him. I'm like, it's a very slippery thing. Like, the kids have to respect you. So you can't just always be the fun one. Like, sometimes you have, and he does, for his part, he does try to step up, but I do understand that he's more hesitant to do so because he doesn't want the kids to see him like, oh, well, dad's here. Dad's mad. I don't want dad to come home.
He wants to be the fun guy.
I want to be the fun guy too.
You missed it. Fun guy.
I don't get it.
Mushrooms. Oh my god, I'm on a good show. You don't know the meme? He's a fun guy?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna meme.
Meme. Meme away.
For what the fuck are you talking about?
He's a fun guy.
Oh, I get what you're saying now.
Oh. Thank you.
He's a fungi.
Well, yeah, but it's like he's the fun guy. There isn't.
Can you hear me rolling my eyes?
It's okay. I got Vanessa to laugh, so it's okay. It makes it okay for me.
I like puns, though.
Exactly. I was like, Vanessa, I'm looking at you. This one is for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I feel so sad that it took so long.
It's the show.
Dude, I'm like half asleep still.
As Neri says, because jokes are way more. Was it Neri or Mike? Because no, jokes are.
It's Neri. Wakes are. Well, Mike said it too.
Yeah, yeah, jokes are way funnier when I have to explain them.
I got it.
I'm a fun guy.
Save that, please.
Save that one. See? I'm a fun. Okay. I'm just going to stop because Steph looks
like she's face.
Stephanie's face was just like, no.
Listen, stop. I posted it to the man page today. That's just the way my face is. I'm sorry that I don't have many emotions.
That's not in her settings.
It's not in my factory settings. I broke my factory settings on Christy's birthday, but that's about it.
Shh. You asked us not to say anything. You asked us not to say anything.
I haven't told anybody.
Me neither.
And I should be like running up and down the street.
You should. You should be like, that was the highest compliment ever. Like, watch out.
I was like, you understand. I want to like run around and like tell people. Like, I there's like three times that I almost told Jeff, and I was like,
how far away from you are you from Jeff at work?
A whole floor. So that's how there was a floor difference. Because I'm sure if he would have been next to me and he would have seen it, he would have been like,
did you cry?
What happened? I told you I cried.
Oh, so the other day.
So let's move on before we like.
I had a Monica moment the other day where, you know how when Monica wants to do the speech at the anniversary party, yeah, because she wants to make her parents cry. Yeah. I kind of had that moment this weekend, like not with the intention of making my bride cry, but I had a really special, like,
you wanted to make the bitch cry.
Did you do a wedding planner speech?
Not in a bad way. No,
Monica didn't want to make her parents cry in a bad way.
Right, but this particular bride, her parents passed away when she was when she was a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So her dad couldn't give her away, and
in the bathroom, in the kids' bathroom, over the toilet in the master cabinet.
Sorry, I had to mom again.
Hold on, I'm chewing. Okay,
we are classy AF guys.
Well, I've been told that chewing on the mic is gross, so I'm trying to chew away from the mic.
Chewing on mic.
So I wanted to do something special for her to like,
is she like a friend of yours?
She's not a friend of mine. She is a, I mean, I've become friends with her. I've been planning her wedding for the last like 7 months. So
okay,
I've gotten to know her pretty well, and she's it's an odd relationship, planner to client, because it's such an emotional time in your life,
right?
And it's such a it's a sentimental time, and
so, and you put a lot of trust,
and you put a lot of trust, and you there's a lot of conversations. Like I have my hours, the hours of open communication that I have with my brides is Monday through Saturday from 9 to 9.
Yeah, so that's
some
a lot of time.
Some days I'm talking to these brides for hours, like, you know, through text and email and stuff. So you get to know them, and you get to know them, you know, really well. Right. So, but from the I know somebody. I'm very close to her aunt. Her aunt is a close friend of mine. Mm-hmm. And she kind of told me the whole situation. So from the minute that I had, that she signed me as a client, or that I was, you know, pursuing, that I bid for, that I put the bid in for her wedding. Mm-hmm. I had this idea that I was going to build, for you guys that have been hearing me talk about the pallet wall, I was gonna build the pallet wall, as, because they wanted like a backyard, like rustic wedding, and I wanted to build this pallet wall, and then loop like rope through it, and then with clothespins like hang pictures of like her family and her parents and stuff. Beautiful. From when they were little. And and then she was, and she's like, I can't even keep looking at it, because every time I look at it, I cry. It means so much to me, or whatever. So like, I had like that Monica moment where it was like, yes, I got you to cry.
I made you cry, bitch.
But not in a bad way. Like, I didn't want to be like an asshole to make you cry, but like,
no, it was like success. My,
right. You know, like,
I touched, you got the reaction string
you wanted.
Right.
Good job.
Thank you.
Pallet wall did come out pretty.
The pallet wall came out great.
The pallet wall was amazing.
It's for rent if anybody wants it. So yeah, but my Friday sucked. I almost cried like 16 times on Friday. If I could have been able to cry, I would have.
I feel special because I've seen you cry.
I know.
So I'm like,
you haven't seen me cry that much though.
But I've seen you cry.
Yeah.
I'm special, guys.
I've also known you like half my life. So.
I just like, don't take it away from me.
I still saw it.
So I've, listeners, you've been on this journey with me about my son and his lack of oral medications.
That, thank God you kept going.
His lack of his resistance to oral medication. We are on the second tonsil infection and the third ear infection in 2 months.
Poor baby.
So, and it's because since he doesn't take the antibiotics, it goes away temporarily and then flares up like a week and a half, 2 weeks later. So we're on the same route, antibiotics, steroids now for the tonsils, which, by the way, smelled like, I could imagine that if Satan farted, that's what this would smell like.
Pill?
No, it's liquid. But it's like, it was just such a chemical smell. Like, there was no way to hide it.
Yeah, because I had to take steroids when I had my my like bronchitis and stuff like that. And I've had to do it too,
but yeah, I've had it injected. Pills. No, I've had it injected. So
yeah. I've had it injected and the pill, but I've never had to like smell it.
So I even tried to hide, like, I tried to put the steroid in like the black bean soup, because since that's just a strong taste, I figured like, since it's really seasoned or whatever, I figured it would like be helpful.
No.
Nope. Not even a little bit. So after 3 days of trying to get him to take the antibiotics, I called the doctor and I was like, listen, I can't do this anymore. This kid is never going to get better. You've already told me that we're going to have to see an ENT the next time this happens. Like, what do I do? So he's like, okay, fine. Well, so we can give him the injections. They're going to be super painful, but it's basically the only option we have left. So he gives me the prescription for the medication that I have to go find, because if they order it, it's going to take days, and he's already gone a couple of days without antibiotics. Right. So if I can find the prescription.
So you had to inject him yourself?
I did not.
Oh, good.
But I needed to go find the prescription somewhere, because ordering it was going to take, you know, longer than.
Right.
And the longer he was going without medication, the worse the infection gets.
Yeah.
So I went to like every CVS, Walgreens, and Publix in the Kendall area looking for it. And I was finally told at a CVS that I probably wasn't going to find it at a retail pharmacy because since it's injected, they're not going to have it. So I'd have to go to a hospital pharmacy. So South Miami, Baptist, whatever. So I called my cousin and I texted a couple of other pharmacists, friends of mine, the one that helped you out that one day. Mm-hmm. And he was actually the one that told me. He was like, his wife is also a pharmacist, and he was like, Sarai's store has it. It's in Doral. Go get it. She's holding it for you. And I was like, okay, great. So after fucking the fucking wild goose chase on Friday, on the day before this giant wedding, by the way,
fucking where I should... the fucking
wild goose chase. That was amazing.
After that is like the most Miami-est thing we've ever said on this podcast.
So we... I get to Doral, which is like, it's the one on 41st and 97th. So it's like literally around the corner from my office. Right. I get there and the pharmacist helping me out and then, you know, do the whole thing. And then she's like, oh, I ran your insurance and it doesn't cover it.
So of course not. Why would the insurance cover an unnecessary medication? Well,
it's
medication?
Not that the insurance didn't cover the medication. It's that the insurance didn't cover the route through which it was administered. So I'm sure if like the doctor would have ordered it or it would have been ordered through the hospital, it would have been covered. But because it was like a personal use, they weren't covering it. So finally, at that point, I called David and I was like, what the fuck do we do? He's like, we'll just force the antibiotic. Like, we'll just keep trying to force it. So then I actually texted my client, the one for the wedding. She actually asked me about something and I asked her, I don't like to take advantage of my clients and their professions, like I like to keep that clear, but she's a nurse practitioner,
right?
So I asked her, listen, this is what I need, this is what has been telling me, can you kind of like point me in the right direction, like what should I do? And she's like, give me 1 second. So she was able to find me a coupon for the medication.
Oh, good.
It came out to $13.
That's amazing.
Awesome.
How much was it without the
$160 per vial, and he needed 3 vials.
No. So it's 13 total?
$13 total.
That's amazing.
So it came out to like,
high five, bride.
High five, Leslie. You're a baller.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, and it's, but in the middle of everything, I had to like leave wedding prep, take him back or whatever. So then by the time Friday, like 4 o'clock so rolls around, he did the injection on Friday. It was.
Is that what the doctor's appointment this morning was for?
Yes. You remember a few weeks ago you were talking about Sophie's allergy test?
Yeah.
It was kind of like that. Like, I'm not done. Okay. But you can have some.
No, I was going to put it away.
No, I'm not done. I'm just talking, so I don't want to put it away.
Yet. Oh, no.
Joey doesn't share food. So I took him, and it's not like a vaccine where they can just do it really quick.
Yeah.
They have to do it slow. And it's a whole syringe. And I have to inject it into his thigh slowly. And I basically have to, like, hold him down so that he doesn't move. Because they said that if he moves at all, that it's going to, like, fuck up the whole thing, whatever. I could literally feel him shaking from how much pain he was. Poor and he was baby. Doing, like, I mean, this is visual. No one's going to see this. But he was doing the...
No, yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? So, and then he was crying in pain for, like, over an hour.
Because that stings.
Yeah. And well, I found out that it's a powder, and then they mix it with water, and a water-based injection hurts a lot, supposedly.
Well, I had to get something injected because I had like a ear piercing that got super infected, and I went to urgent care to have them take it out, and then they gave me like a antibiotic injection,
probably Rocephin, because that's exactly what
it was.
That's the injectable.
They had to put it in my butt, though.
All out of Friday.
They had to put it.
Well, they normally would have put it in my butt, but since he's in a diaper, they didn't want to do that.
It felt like a bruise. It felt like somebody punched me in the ass, and it hurt to sit down for like a week and a half.
Well, he's still telling me we had the follow up injection this morning. This morning went much better. I guess since he was expecting it, we've been telling him all week, like Monday we have to go back to the doctor, and you're gonna get another pincho, like. And I kept asking him, here's the funny thing, he's such a douche. I kept asking him all weekend, I'm going to go, Papi, do you want to try to take your medicine in your mouth? Because if you don't take your medicine in your mouth, they're going to give you a pincho and it's going to hurt. They buy the big yay yay because we do like a Spanglish.
Right.
And yeah, we do too. And he goes, no mama, no mouth, in my leg. So this kid would rather get a fucking shot.
You asked for it, bro.
So, but at least this morning he knew what he was expecting, and he cried for like maybe 2 or 3 minutes, which is what he normally cries for, and then he got over it. And then the best part about it is we walked to the front of the doctor's office, and he goes to the lady at the front of the office, and he goes, sticker.
He's like, listen, I know the protocol.
He like throws out his hand and he goes, sticker. And I'm like, you're a little fucker. Like, can you at least say please? Please, sticker.
At least you're asking for a sticker. Mine, the moment we walk through the doctor's office door, he's like, candy? Candy? Candy?
Because
they,
I don't let him.
They give him lollipops. Dude, if he this kid doesn't get a lollipop at the end of the doctor's appointment, I'm like,
this no, was- Nathan gets stickers.
I don't care. Like, it's a dum-dum. It's not like a huge
lollipop. My kid just doesn't like lollipops. He thinks that they're suspect.
I don't give him candy.
Nathan thinks anything...
I don't like giving him candy, but...
No, Nathan thinks everything is like medicine in disguise.
Well, when you keep hiding his medicine everywhere, well, of
they
course.
Have, they have like cough...
Well, that's why we gave him like... We had lollipops that are for like...
Like cough drop.
They're like cough drop lollipops. And they're for kids. I actually have had one and they're not bad because my throat was hurting. I was like, oh, I'll have one. And maybe if he sees me eating it, he'll eat it. So I got myself one and I gave him one. He looked at me as I'm eating it. He looked at his, put his little tongue out, touched it, and goes, Mama, hear you. And I was like, no, Papa, that's yours. He goes, no.
Well, I mean, I read some, I forgot what it was that I read, where I read it, when I read it. But like kids are born with that natural instinct to not eat things that are bitter or to like not trust things that taste bad because like that's a survival thing. Like if the meat, if back in the day when we were cavemen, if the meat was bad and it smelled bad, like they well, wouldn't they say
it's
eat
the,
it.
It's the same thing with, that's why your senses are heightened when you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Because you're like, automatically trying to defend yourself. Right. So that's why like anything can make you right. throw
so
up.
Kids are defending themselves, so when the medicine tastes like ass, they don't want to. I don't understand all the fucking money these pharmaceutical companies that have. They can't make medicine taste good.
It's fucking 2017.
Yeah.
Why can't we unsend text messages?
Yes. Okay, let's discuss this. This is serious.
And why can't we have medicine that tastes like fucking chocolate?
Seriously. Or not even that. Can I have something like a powdered antibiotic?
Oh, yeah. Just, you know, there's like a stomach one that I had to give him once. That it's, you just sprinkle the powder. It's tasteless. Like,
yeah, that made so
if a roofie is fucking tasteless and odorless, can I get a fucking antibiotic that's like yeah. that too?
No, you don't understand. My doctor opened up a whole new world for us right now because we were talking about it. Because they had prescribed... allergy medication to Nathan, so he takes an allergy pill every night, and it was a chewable. And I was telling him, I'm like, he's like, how's it going? I'm like, well, he won't chew it, so I just smash it up and I, you know, put it in his juice and he drinks it. And she goes, oh, do you just want the granulated packets? I go, excuse me, what? And she goes, yeah, let me prescribe you. They come in
yeah
little individual when packets.
When Link had a
and their taste, they're amazing.
When Link had like that bout of constipation a couple of months back. That's what they had the laxatives are powdered.
Yeah,
you can do it with laxatives and you can do it with allergy medicine. Can you fucking do it with antibiotics?
Well, antibiotics, most antibiotics come already in a powdered form and they mix them.
They mix it with that weird.
They mix it. No, it's just water.
Is it just water?
I used to work in a pharmacy. It's just water.
But see, if it's already, and like it's, that's the worst part about it. Because they mix it, it's like that grainy. I wouldn't want to take it.
Augmentin is the one that I find the most repellent and disgusting because it's so grainy and so super thick. The last time Oliver had Augmentin, it was so hard to get it into the syringe. I had to, like, maybe I'm just being a weak bitch. So I'm like, Neri, can you try? And Neri tried too. Stephanie's dying.
Yeah.
Neri tried too, and he's like, no, yeah, that's really difficult. Like, it almost was like they didn't mix it properly in the pharmacy and it didn't have enough water. But thankfully my kids are, at least Oliver is good and he takes his medicine well.
No, but yeah, okay, so what do we got here? We've got medicine that tastes better or is
mouth
medicine that'll taste better or is completely invisible. Unsending text messages.
Why can't we not unsend a text message?
I think that's a big one.
You can unsend an email.
Well, I saw something like a meme or something that said, like, if you send a text message you didn't mean to send, like, if you quickly, if you can catch it and quickly put your phone on airplane mode, it blocks it.
Yeah, you have to, like, put it on airplane and then you can delete it.
What happens when you put it back on airplane?
No, you delete it while it's on
airplane.
And then you just delete the thing, especially if it's an iPhone.
Fucking genius.
Yeah, I saw that.
But you have to be fast enough to catch it.
Yeah, there's times that, like, I'll send you guys on the chat a meme and it'll be like a wrong gif or gif or whatever you want to call it.
Well, what our chat is on Facebook Messenger, and if we use the gifs on Facebook, like, you don't get to, like, preview it before you send it. Mm-hmm. You just tap it and it goes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we send the wrong GIF all the time.
Yeah, but in our chat the other day, like, and my connection at work is, like, a little bit slow. So I saw it, like, going, and I was like, oh, I kind of don't like that one. Maybe I should, nah, okay. I forgot which one it was, and I was like, no.
It's fine.
Oh, yeah, because I said you got it instead of I got you.
No.
And I was like, no, that's not the right connotation. But I'm like, oh, whatever.
I'll get it.
I understand what you meant, though.
We're smart. We're smart. S-M-R-T.
What'd you find?
A study out of University of... This is
for another pointless, stupid-ass study?
No, this is for Nary always calling me up about that, so yeah, he can go kiss my ass. There was a study out of University of Arizona found that on average, 421,000 different bacteria live on your shoes. Some of that is feces. E. coli was detected on 27% of shoes, including 7 other kinds of bacteria, including Klebsiella pneumonia, which causes UTIs, Serotia ficaria, sorry, I'm not a scientist.
All of that sounds bad.
Which causes upper respiratory infections. So you should not wear shoes inside your house, and Nary can suck it.
Well, yeah, I don't. There.
And hashtag there. Suck it, Nary.
And hashtag phone drop. It wasn't a mic drop. It was a phone drop. Like, I take off my shoes when I walk. Like, when I am in my house, which I get bitched out all the time by my entire family for.
Oh, David hates it. He's like, why are you always fucking barefoot?
Well, no. My mom is the reason I'm barefoot, because she's always barefoot as well. But, like, the fact that, like, I leave my shoes by the door and everybody gets all pissy because they're like, why don't you put the shoes back in the closet? And I'm like,
I need them as I'm walking out the
door. I'm like, yeah. And then I have to go take out the garbage or do something and I have no shoes.
You know how many times, like, I'm walking around in my socks or something and I have to go outside to get Baloo because he's, like, trying to attack another dog through a fence? I'm like, I don't have time to walk to the other side of the house to get my shoes to then go outside and get the dog. I'm like, you know what? Fuck you, dog. So, because I don't have shoes, I don't go help my dog.
Do you know what happened the other day? I got home and I took off my shoes. I do not know what happened. And I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to skip from that section forward.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, I had to go outside to go move the car or something. I walk around the house. I walk to the front door. I look under the dining room table. I look by the kitchen. I cannot find my shoes anywhere.
When, where were they?
In the closet.
Where they're not supposed to be.
Where they're not supposed to be. And I don't even remember putting them in the closet. But I did bitch the whole time as I went to my closet and go, do you see? This is why I don't put things away.
I do that too. I'm like, okay, I'm going to be organized and I'm going to clean up all this stuff and I'm going to put it all away. And then, like, 2 days later when I need something, I was like, okay, I know where I left it on the counter. And then it's not on the counter. Like, you fucking see why I don't put things away, because now I can't find anything.
Well, the same study also found that 90 to 99% of the bacteria transferred on your shoes gets transferred to tile or carpet.
Yeah.
So take off your shoes, people. That is all.
That is all.
If you're like, what was it? The camp counselor in Salute Your Shorts that would make the announcements and then would go, that is all.
I should know this.
No, I don't remember. Salute Your Shorts was a long fucking time.
But I think his name was Ugg. No. Jeff's going to be Jeff right now.
Yeah, Jeff is screaming.
He's yelling at us.
Screaming at us.
Hi, Jeffrey.
Oh, wait. I had... Never mind. I feel like I had some, like, a story having to do with him, but I can't remember it now.
So. With Jeff?
Yeah, but I can't remember. So
why do you have stories in the husband?
No, not like that.
Weirdo.
No, not like that. I meant like something that he...
No, it's not like you're dating or anything.
It's no, fine.
It's fine.
I have more stories. We can talk about that.
Ugg!
Was it Ugg?
Kevin Ugg Lee.
Oh, okay.
His last name was Lee.
That's funny.
I was like, Kevin Ugg, wasn't it?
But, okay, yeah, that's fine. That was so exciting, the counselor, right?
Yes,
because it wasn't the fat one.
No, the fat one was Donkey Lips.
And he's Monica's prom date.
Every time I watch that, I'm like, no, his name is Donkey Lips.
Yeah, that one, the one in the middle.
Yes.
And the Danny Bonaduce.
I want to watch that show
now. The Danny Bonaduce one on the right with the.
Does your shirt stream anywhere?
I think I heard. Is it Sutra Shorts that somebody said it's now. Going to be part of the Netflix.
I don't know if it's going on Netflix, but I know that on like Nick at Night now, they run all those.
There was something that we're saying, Salute Your Shorts and Hey Dude.
Ooh, I love Hey Dude.
It was something about those. Well, they did bring back like Nick at Night for like a minute.
When you make home out of the rich.
I don't know why I still know that fucking
Well,
song.
Like I messed, like Jeff was that laughed at me.
Come along.
You know, Jeff's singing along with you, right?
If you can't hold.
Jeff is like loving you right now. He's going to leave me.
Like a cowboy.
They brought it back for like a minute.
God, I'm having like such flashbacks right now, Stephanie.
I'm sorry.
They brought it back for like a minute of like a Nick at Night thing.
Okay.
And they brought back also this like Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Well, yeah, that was one of the first ones to come back.
Yeah,
they did. Are You Afraid of the Dark and like the cartoons came back.
And the cartoons, and they did Roundhouse for like a split second, which Jeff laughs at me for Legends actually liking that show.
Hello.
Legends of the Hidden.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then yeah, and then they talked about it. It's not on Netflix right now. I'm checking. But I remember them saying that it was going to be on something. So I don't know if it's maybe it will eventually, or people were asking for it because...
Well, they're doing a Legend of the Hidden Temple reboot.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a movie.
Right.
Which...
High five, Stephanie.
It's a little wild in a little space. I'm not gonna tell Jeff anything so he can be excited about this.
Totally having a dance party.
Hey dude, starring the future Mrs. Ben Stiller.
Yippee-chi-yo, what? Like the cowboys. Oh, I love the show.
It really was really good.
It was so cute.
How, I don't know if we watch episodes now, but
I'm sure it'd be awful now. Okay, that's the title of the episode.
Oh, you know what I meant to tell you?
That's the title.
Do you remember Ivan Del Rio, right?
Who?
Ivan Del Rio, we went to high school with.
You just said his full name on the podcast.
No, I wasn't going to say anything bad.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah, I remember him.
Okay, he got married this weekend to Marielle Sucre, which I'm sure you remember her.
Yeah.
His brother, did you ever watch Grease Live?
No. The one on TV?
The
one with Hutchins?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So Putzi, the kid that played Putzi, mm-hmm. was his brother.
Oh, he was amazing and adorable.
Yeah. I just found that out because I was like Facebook. I was Instagram stalking over the day, and I just found that out. So I thought that was cool.
That's cool.
Interesting.
That's COVID. Right. Mm-hmm. He was the one from Sabrina.
David Del Rio.
Well, no, but I mean, the guy from Hey Dude.
Yeah. He was on Sabrina. Yeah.
Which one? Let me see.
The hot guy.
The hot one.
Ah, yes.
He was on Sabrina for a while.
He's not Harvey. Harvey's her lobster. But.
Yeah. Ooh, Harvey's bald now.
No.
Oh, Harvey.
Oh.
Harvey's bald.
What was the song? Oh, Shake Your Whammy Fammy Funkus Thong. I'm awful at 90s shake nostalgia your whammy, today.
Funkus
Thong.
Wasn't Punky Brewster on that show?
Yes. Which one?
She was in the later Punky episodes. Brewster. Soleil Moon
no,
Frye.
But she was on Sabrina.
Yeah, she
no,
was yeah, Sabrina in the was... later episodes.
No, I know.
Yeah, they became
right
like really like best friends. Like when, yeah, when they lived on that apartment with Eliza, the redhead
from Clueless.
Yeah,
Amber from Clueless.
Yes.
From the balls flying at your face. Well, there goes your social life.
Yeah.
Well, because apparently Melissa Joan Hart and Soleil Moon Frye are really good friends because they're both like crunchy.
The wine is really purple. I'm watching Steph pour it. It's really purple. It's a very pretty color.
No.
So Neri was on the radio with Caroline Ray.
Yeah, he says that she's super cool.
Is she the aunt, Zelda?
Yeah.
Hilda.
I love her.
And he was talking to her. I don't know if she said the story on air or not, but he was talking to her about like Sabrina or whatever, and that he was telling her that I was a big fan of the show. And she's like, yeah, one time I was out in public with Melissa Joan Hart. Yeah. And people were coming up to Caroline Ray being like, oh my God, you were the aunt from Sabrina. And they're like, this is fucking Sabrina. Like, they were ignoring Melissa Joan Hart and, like, talking to...
Do you remember when Caroline Ray hosted The Biggest Loser?
No.
Remember when Caroline Ray took over for...
I love Caroline Ray.
Was it Ellen? When she stopped doing her show? Or was some... No, Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie, yes.
When Rosie stopped doing her show.
Yeah, she did her show, Caroline.
That's what she, like, passed the baton to. Because, you know, now you've made me, like, Google. So I Googled, like, 90s TV.
I don't know. What else can we think about? Wait one second. We have to talk about the stupidity that is and the life-shattering...
Wait, is this current and not 90s TV?
No, it's
current.
Is
this current. The Britney TV?
I saw that today.
Did you see that?
I saw that, though. We could talk about that.
Oh,
I only saw half of it.
I saw... actually, a friend of mine was talking...
Is it like...
I don't know. It's already on... It's not on Hulu, but it's already on, like, the Lifetime app.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like, you have to watch
it
tomorrow.
I watched it.
Apple TV.
I got
halfway through it.
See, I'm on the other half because I caught it...
Yesterday.
...at the Federline wedding.
No, I haven't gotten there yet. I just got to, they broke up on SNL because he found out that she was boning Wade Robson.
So see, well, here's the thing that I...
Oh, because you didn't know that.
Yes, everybody knows why they broke up. But here's my thing about it. Because right after...
I don't hate the guy that plays Justin. I think he's got his voice down really
well.
He's got
the voice, but nobody looks like they're supposed to.
No, nobody looks like anybody they're supposed to.
Do they ever look like who they're supposed to?
The only guy that I will tell you that looks like he does is that psycho paparazzi Sam Foodie...
Oh. Sam Lefty or whatever.
Yeah,
I haven't gotten that far
yet. He actually looks like the one that was the guy,
and I don't know what the hell Larry Rudolph looks like. So that's, you know,
no, he actually looks like Larry Rudolph a little bit. He's just...
I have to tell you,
looks like he's been worn hard and put away wet. It's been a tough time for that man.
That phrase always makes my face like scrunch up. Like, ooh, that's disgusting.
I have to say that
every time I hear it, whether right or wrong, I'm always like, whoa.
I'm only halfway through it, but I feel personally victimized.
You
by
should.
This.
It gets
it's
just
so
worse.
Bad.
No, it's really
and
bad.
And like, since it's
was
not
anybody expecting it to be good, though?
No, but it's not authorized by her, dude. They did like the VMA performance, like
snake.
They do that one too eventually, but they did the naked one. Mm-hmm. The one that was Satisfaction.
Yeah.
First of all, I feel like the wardrobe budget was like $48.55.
The entire budget of
because
the entire movie.
It's fucking off. Like,
oh,
it doesn't even look... They did like the Madonna, like the backstage, right, like after the Madonna makeout, and it was like just like a regular like bustier and like a tutu. It wasn't like any of the crosses and the gloves. Like, you couldn't spring for fucking accessories.
No, they
could have
gone to like Charming Charlie's and got them for like $5.
Yeah.
The girl is not even like close. But I digress. And the hair and makeup budget was $25.
I don't even know.
For the duration of the movie.
Oh, I don't know what the hell these people...
I can't wait to watch this.
It's so fucking terrible.
Because Brunette.
Well, Brunette Brittany, I think, is a wig.
No. But it's not a wig. It is like dollar store wig.
Oh,
it
okay.
is
like Party City Halloween
like
costume.
Nice. Yes. Okay. Yes, like that's how much. But here's what I didn't understand, and this is where I was a little confused about the whole thing. So it was a hot mess, and I didn't get to see Happy Britney. I caught in at Federline, so
oh,
just
but I've
from
seen
there.
Happy Britney. So, but put it together. We've seen the whole movie.
But here's my thing. So the movie premieres Saturday night,
right?
Two commercials in the middle of it. Promoting I Am Britney Jean, which is the docudrama that she filmed during the whole making of going to Vegas.
Right.
How the fuck did they get her?
But
This is the
but
the
I Am Britney Jean
gonna,
is on Lifetime also.
No, but
like
that's what I mean. How did they?
I don't know.
Not say okay. The unauthorized biography is going to lead into the real life story.
The other thing is that Britney did. She didn't want anything to do with it. So like they can't even use her music.
Yeah. No,
so when they do like the VMA performances, it's like random. Like they backing. Do. They. I guess they got the rights to Satisfaction because right. they did Satisfaction. But like the
rest
that's not
of her song.
But that's not her song. It's the Rolling Stones. So someone fucking paid the Rolling Stones, I guess. But I like they wait, can't wait. Even use even in the dance rehearsal.
The hot mess of 2006 VMA.
Oh, give me more.
Give me more. You don't hear any music. It's yeah. just like Stumblefall.
Yeah. It's bad.
It's really, really bad.
But and it's not even so bad like Sharknado bad where it circles around bad right. and comes back to
I expected it was
like,
gonna be that.
Like I expected like it was gonna like be bad but like somewhat enjoyable. No, this is just bad.
Just bad.
Like
just
this
bad.
Is like
just bad.
Nice.
As
I can't wait to watch
as a
now.
lifelong Britney fan.
Exactly.
I'm offended. I would like...
I am personally victimized by this movie.
I feel like writing a strongly worded letter to Lifetime because this is not...
But I will tell you. And like,
but it was unauthorized. Like,
but that's the thing. But like, it was so
but
bad.
Like, did you see the Full House one or the Saved by the Bell ones? No. Like, those at least were a little bit... those were better.
The budget was bigger.
But it's Britney. I mean,
I think
like,
that Lifetime should stick to doing Flowers in the Attic.
Did you see Flowers in the
yes,
Attic?
Yes, of course I did.
I fucking loved those.
That was amazing.
Those
I loved
great.
That original movie.
Do you know any... I haven't seen the original movie. Do you know anything about Flowers in the Attic?
No.
Okay. Oh, it's a...
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Dope.
Buckle the fuck up because these are good.
It's an amazing book. I read that book and I was traumatized as a child.
It's a series of books.
Why did I read this as a child?
I don't know. Because it's really fucked up. It's about this like really beautiful like Barbie and Ken looking couple in the 50s that have these really beautiful like four children, and the husband's a doctor, and they have like this picture perfect life, and then he dies unexpectedly.
Okay.
So she has to move back in with her mom, who's Ellen Bernstein, who is a fucking Academy Award winning actress. So don't ask me what the fuck Ellen Bernstein is doing in a Lifetime movie. But she
who'd they get as the mom? It was somebody good too.
It was Heather Graham.
Yeah, it was so people that have done like she was Roller Girl, like she's and been
then,
like,
and then the one that plays, and then Kiernan Shipka from Mad Men, who's mm-hmm. great also, and then Smith Jared is in it in the later movies,
okay, yeah.
And he's still really hot, by the way.
Yeah, no, didn't lose anything there.
Yeah, yeah, but anyway, so they have to move back.
Fucking
in.
Kids keep writing in my notebook.
They have to move back in with the mom, and the mom like hates the daughter, but it's like this big like Grey Gardens esque mansion that, and like the dad is like dying, but she's like, oh, if I try to make better with my dad, he's gonna like. So she locks her four kids up in the attic because
it's in a bedroom, and she says you guys have to be very quiet and just be good.
Yeah, it's a bedroom, but it's like upstairs. It's like up on a wing that nobody will find out.
Yeah,
because the alien grandfather hates these children.
He doesn't know they exist.
He doesn't know they exist. It turns out
wonderful.
It turns out
hold on,
it gets better.
Hold
on. It turns out that the mom and the husband, the one that died in the car accident, were cousins. So they fell in love, but like an older cousin, and he fell in love, and then the kids start having incestuous like incest relationships.
The kids are locked in
they're locked
like,
in this attic for years.
Years.
Oh, so they grow up like,
yeah, why would you read this as a child?
I don't know. Remember why I read this, but it was in school. And
so it's like a whole series
in
of
school.
It is an acclaimed book.
No, it's, yeah. So it's like this whole series of books where like the kids escape and then they go on to like be a couple in real life, and everybody's always talking about like how beautiful they are, but they look similar and whatever. And then like they have to hide their incest and they think their mom died and the mom didn't die and comes back like two books. Fucking fantastic. Like, if you haven't seen the Flowers in the Attic
they
series,
they made it a movie. Oh, a Lifetime.
Well, yeah,
it was,
Lifetime.
No, it was an original like movie years ago.
Yeah, it's, 1987 and 2014.
Which Christy Swanson played the dot, the little the.
I don't know who Christy Swanson is.
Yeah, Buffy, the original Buffy. Christy Swanson.
Oh, okay.
The Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Okay. From the Luke Perry movie.
Why did I think that the original Buffy was Kelly Preston?
No. No,
I think
she
I
just
read
she
this.
Just married John Travolta. That's about it.
I've never read the books, but watch the Lifetime movies. It's like I think it's like four or five of them. They're fucking great.
It's insane.
Those are so
good.
Bad that it circles back around to being awesome.
But see, even Sharknado is so bad that they're entertaining. I expected this to be a hot piece of mess, but
the fucking Lindsay Lohan Elizabeth Taylor movie was better than this.
Yeah. I was straight up insulted for Britney. Because the girl
that
plays her...
I really hope that Britney never sees this.
Well, and that's what... I'm telling you, that's
I'm
where...
I'm sure she will.
But let me tell
you... She has to watch it. Imagine if you're her. Wouldn't you want to see the movie that people are making about you?
She's also... And I will tell you that in a weird, disturbing way, because it is so bad... And you see her batshit like fall into
like they do the shave your head, they do the umbrella,
they do everything. But then at the end, like she starts like you know coming back to when
it starts off with them filming that Britney Jean documentary, and then it just like basically flashes back into like moments of her life.
There's
so that's,
hair in my wine glass.
So they use the Britney, and then granted, because of the fact that the real Britney Jean documentary started afterwards, you see this hot mess of a show, and then you see real Britney. Kicking ass.
They do the cheese grits thing. Like,
yeah.
Brittany wants some cheese grits, and normally you have to make it with Velveeta, but we ain't got no Velveeta.
You sprinkle cheese.
But
like, so, and then it'd be like Neri's favorite thing in the world was sprinkle cheese.
It's amazing. Her daddy's the best.
But like, so it gets you to the real show, which right. is the new like series that's going to be on, and it goes through the whole getting ready for Vegas and all that stuff. And it just shows you really how she has
changed
and like came out of this like really like dark right. times. But it is so bad. Oh, and you didn't get to Federline.
I didn't get to Federline. I haven't gotten there yet.
It just goes, and then you want to kick his butt.
I hate him. I've always hated him.
I never liked him.
Did you ever watch Chaotic?
Yes.
No. That was a national treasure.
That is bad.
That's bad.
Good.
That's bad. Good, because you can tell they're so fucking drugged out the entire time. But
yes, they're home movies. Yeah, they're real life home movies. It's so bad. But see, that's bad. Good. This shit that was on Saturday night is just bad. Bad. Like, I honestly expected Chris Croker to come back out and be like,
leave Brittany alone. And then they got, hold on, the most offensive thing to me thus far.
Did they call her Brittany in the movie?
Yeah. Oh, okay. They got the denim outfits wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Somebody posted the iconic denim gown. They made it a fucking jumpsuit. What the fuck is wrong with you, Lifetime?
Somebody posted that. They're like, they can't even get this shit right.
You can have someone in your costume department just cut it and make it look like a fucking skirt.
No.
Please.
Why would they?
But yeah, it was bad. Like, bad.
Raise your hand if you feel personally victimized by the Britney Spears movie.
And you haven't even seen it.
I haven't even seen it yet. I'm raising my hand.
You need to watch it. And to our listeners, I here's the thing. I don't want you to watch it.
Oh my God.
But I think that you need.
Sorry. I'm on Facebook. Oh.
I don't want you to watch it because I feel you will be victimized by this, because it is not even as much of a good train wreck as it should
watch
be.
Watch it with me in solidarity.
But you need to watch it so that you can like replay this rant and understand where we're coming from.
Well, speaking of stupid Lindsay Lohan,
okay, she cannot play fucking Ariel. I will start the petition now. She will not be Ariel.
Well, look, there. I don't think it's. She can say whatever the fuck she wants. Essentially, well, yeah, put whatever the hell she wants on Instagram. It's not gonna fucking happen. Disney knows better.
Oh yeah,
because that's a bitch that bit the hand that fed her, and Disney would be absolutely motherfucking nuts. I have more faith in Bob Iger than that shit, because that would be the worst.
He won't pay the insurance.
She can't be insured. On top of the fact that she's like being held hostage by the Turkish government. Like,
we still think that's what's going on.
Probably.
Hashtag save Lindsay.
Hashtag free Lohan.
I swear to God that if that goes any further than that goddamn Instagram post, I'm gonna fucking shoot
I'm
somebody.
Going to yeah I will lead I will lead
I the, can't the I march. Can't
okay I have a things kids say.
Okay,
like, this is what just made me laugh. This is a friend of mine's Facebook status. Sorry to like completely change the topic. This is like the most political thing, but so her son comes up to her and says, "Mommy, I know what a wig is." She says, "Really, Jay? What is it?" And he goes, "Fake hair." Mommy says, "And do you know who wears wigs?" And he's thinking, moment of silence. Mommy says, "People that want to dress up in costume, people that have to cover their hair for religious reasons, people that are sick and have lost their hair." And her son says, "Donald Trump." He's 5.
That's funny.
He is 5 years old.
It doesn't take much to see.
It really doesn't.
Like.
But that's. I'm sorry. That just made me laugh so much, because that's awesome. 5 year olds are the best.
That's because they're no filter and they are
observant.
Because mine's like starting to talk now, and he's amusing.
Well, yesterday I was trying to clean the living room. And I think I mentioned that Sophie like stuck a car decal sticker onto the table that we have like by the front door. So I'm like trying to clean around it, because I still haven't been able to remove it. I just haven't found my Goo Gone. And I'm like trying to clean around it. And I whisper to Neri, who's sitting in the same room as me. I'm like, "Oh man, I hate this stupid thing." That's all I said. I hate this stupid thing. And I whispered. Sophie's like 2 rooms away, and she heard me. She goes, "Mommy, we don't say stupid." And I was like, "Oh my God," like shocked. And I looked at Neri, and again I whispered, and I go, "How did she hear me?" Because she's 2 rooms away. Like, she was in her playroom and I was in the living room. And she goes, "Mommy, I have ears." And I was like, oh my God.
And really good ones to boot.
I laughed. I couldn't even get mad at her, because that's what I tell her all the time. Like, when she tries to scare me and sneak up on me, I can hear her, like, coming, or if she's, like, saying something. And she goes, "Mommy, how did you hear me?" And I'm like, "Baby, I have ears. I can hear you." And I don't say it to her, like, in a mean way. I'm just telling her, because I have ears, and my ears can hear you. Dude, I whispered. I still don't know how she heard me.
She knows everything.
She heard me. She goes, "Because I have ears." And I'm like, "Okay, my bad." I couldn't even get mad at her.
Like, well played. Well played.
High five, Sophie. Oh my God, these kids.
Also, Lindsay Lohan has been claimed to be racially profiled.
She's white.
Because
she's a ginger.
She was wearing a headscarf. This is why she's being held hostage by the fucking Turkish government. She was wearing a headscarf in an airport, and somebody supposedly racially profiled. When I was flying to New York recently, I was wearing a headscarf and got stopped at the airport and racially profiled for the first time in my life. The agent opened my passport and saw Lindsay Lohan and started apologizing and said, "But take off your headscarf."
I am trying to hide from the masses of people that are looking for me to make myself a hot mess.
I don't even know what to say to that, because it's not fair that she was racially profiled.
I don't think she actually was.
I don't think it actually happened.
She's white as shit. Like, I don't care how much bronzer you put on. Like, she's not.
And
I have no words. I have no words, because I don't want to say something offensive.
If customs stopped her, that's a stupid customs agent.
No, I mean.
But I just don't believe it happened.
Yeah.
I think that there's a lot of her life that, you know.
I'm so confused. I'm just so confused.
No. What'd you do?
Nothing. I'm just dealing with.
Oh, work?
No, not work. Although I have to deal with that too. But I'm just trying to open up another thing and it's not opening. Hold on. One moment.
Okay, then.
I'm judging somebody's pictures.
Well, we did that the other day.
That's my life.
It was fun.
Go.
Your texts were fun.
I got it.
What?
So last week, the American Girl Company released its first ever boy doll.
Yes.
We had that in our thingy.
Yes, because I put it there.
Okay. I'm like, we have a shared thingy that has these things. Yeah, go American Girl.
Well, to be fair, they have two different versions of the dolls. They have like the American Girls, and then they have like the Bitty Babies. Mm-hmm. The Bitty Babies have always had a boy doll, because they have like a set of twins, and they have a set of like a boy and girl twin. So they've always had like the little baby boy. But this is the first, this is the first boy that's actually in the American Girl line.
Good.
So is he American boy?
Yes. His name is Logan.
Tyler Logan.
Logan Everett, a drummer who plays with his singer-songwriter friend, Tenny Grant. And he's so cute.
He is cute.
Look how cute he is.
He's a cute
Adding boy. A boy to our lineup has been a number one request for a very, very, very long time, says Julie Parks, Director of Public Relations at American Girl. She added that customers want more experiences, more diversity, and more interests. So, yeah, he is going to be... He's cool. The American... And apparently, for years, people have been taking, like... You know how Target has, like, the knockoff American Girl? Yeah. They've been taking, like, that and, like, making it into a boy and buying it, like, boy clothes. So... But now we have an official boy and girl.
Yay!
So, I just hear... I don't understand what, like, people's big stink about, or, you know, whatever, about boys playing with dolls is.
Listen.
Or in the kitchen, or whatever, like, what is the worst that's going to happen? He's going to learn how to be a good dad?
Yeah.
No, see, I had
that argument with somebody.
Oh, I have that argument all the time.
See, do you know why? I'm going to explain to you why my son may never have Logan the American boy doll. And the reason why it may have taken so long for Logan the American boy doll to appear.
Is there any mac and cheese balls left?
Mm-hmm. And it's really simple.
Can I have one?
Sure.
The last time... Can I remind you all what happened the last time that boys got a doll?
Ken?
A little doll called...
G.I. Joe.
My Buddy.
I loved My Buddy!
Yeah, so did Child's Play the movie and Chucky killed everybody.
My brother had a My Buddy and I had a kid sister.
And then Chucky came out and everybody threw those My Buddies out the fucking window.
Yeah, well,
because you thought he was going to wake up and kill you.
Yeah, no.
So now, Logan, I'm watching you.
I got my eye on you. Yeah, no, I don't want one anymore, Christy. Thank you for scaring
me. You're welcome. Nathan is not getting one. He can get an American Girl doll all he wants. He's not getting that. He can get a Build-A-Bear, but he cannot have.
Well, I mean, I know people in my family that, like, flip out anytime, like, Link does picks up anything that's pink or can be considered girly. And I'm like,
well, Sophie has like a little baby doll stroller at my mom's house and Oliver loves it. He fills it with like all the toys and like just drags it around the house back and forth.
Makes carrying convenient.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, but no, Nathan's. See, my issue has nothing to do with gender appropriate. That shit's not coming to my house. I'm seeing you,
you're
Logan.
You're just terrified of it.
I'm just terrified of Logan. I'm just like, Logan, I know what you're doing. This is all Chucky B branding. This is what this is. He's coming to get us.
I don't get it. Like, what's the worst? It's like, oh, it's, first of all, a toy's not going to fucking make him gay.
Mm-hmm.
Number this, one. Number it's like if my son is or anybody's son for that matter is supposed to be gay, he's gonna be gay. Like that's not amount of toys or Christian camp or any kind of overload therapy is gonna change that. Number one. Number two, like, so fucking what?
Okay, so my kid
cares.
I think that's our problem in society.
He'll learn how to clean and he'll learn how, like, so let him play with the fucking vacuum. He'll learn how to clean. He'll learn how to, let him play in the little kitchen. He'll learn how to cook. Let him play with a fucking doll. He'll know how to take care of a fucking baby.
Yeah. The top chefs in the world
are men. Yeah, I had this argument with a friend of ours. That like it's back when like the whole Caitlyn Jenner thing started and people were like, oh, but boys need to be boys and da da da, and like she said, I forgot what she said, like some slick shit, and I'm like, but what's the problem? And everything you just said, I'm like, so my son can't play with a doll because it might make him a good father, or something about like boys can't wear dresses. I'm like, but let's go back a couple hundred years,
or everybody wore dresses
to Scotland. The Scots still wear kilts. They still wear skirts.
Not even that. If you look at pictures, like, most christening gowns.
Yes, they're gowns. Baby boys wear gowns.
It was not a thing. The only reason that pants became a thing was because boys would play rough, get dirty, and they'd need something that they could, like, you know, ride horses on.
Yeah.
Well, and that being said, now that you, like, you bring up Caitlyn Jenner, like, Caitlyn Jenner is still very much into the same interest she was into before. Like, she's still very athletic. She still plays golf. She still plays the fucking model helicopter thing. She still fucking races cars. She's still super into sports. Like, it doesn't fucking matter.
Bruce Jenner was Caitlyn
his whole life.
His whole life. He said, like, he did interviews when. As Bruce, when he was Bruce, he said, "This has been me. I've been wanting to transition." She now is not going to change.
Yeah, she's not going to change her likes.
Your interests don't change because, like, you've made some changes to your physical body. Like, who gives a crap?
Right, but like everything you said earlier about like that boys play with kitchens, that boys play with dolls, that boys play with. Pink, and I'm like, oh, and it was, or I don't remember if it was Caitlyn Jenner, if it was like Target removing like the girl toy aisle and the boy toy aisle. Well,
they didn't remove the girl toy aisle because they took off the label.
There. Yeah.
So,
well, it was like when that whole drama was happening,
right?
And like, oh, but why? Like, girls have to play with girl toys and boys have to play with boy. I'm like, well, what's a girl toy and what's a boy toy? Like,
yeah, I remember your husband, Neri. But that's just because it's pointing to who it was. I remember listening, and I didn't even realize I said it. That's how just simple it comes out of me when I'm when the situation happens. I remember Neri, like last year, the year before, that's when they did their, not this year's best of for WooBro, but the year before, I think 2015's best of. And they were talking about some shows and stuff like that. And about a show that Stephanie liked, WooBro Stephanie, or like she wanted to watch or something like that. And Neri brought up that I hate that show. And she's like, and she's the most like, as close to a feminist as I can say. And he's like, and he's pointed out that at my son, yeah, and he goes, at my son's birthday.
Yeah, I remember that.
That somebody was trying to take a toy away from
Sophie.
From Sophie, because he was saying, oh, that's a boy's toy. And I go, there is no such thing. And it just came out of my mouth so.
Just, yeah, I heard you from across the room, and I was like, "That's right, Chris. You tell that little shit."
Yeah, I'm like, it's just there's just so it's so common. Like in my head, it's just.
Do you guys want to open the next bottle?
We'll be fine. It's a school night.
It's a school night. We'll be good. But oh, speaking of, it's a school night. So wait, before we move on, yes, get the fuck over it.
Yeah,
and
well, there's a meme that's like how to tell if this is a girl toy or a boy toy. It's like. Do you have to operate this toy with your genitals? Yes or no? Yes, this toy is not for children. No, then it's a toy for a boy and a girl. Like it's one of those things, like it's a toy. Like kids can play with whatever toy they want and it's not a big deal. And I feel the same way. Like Sophie plays with Oliver's cars and his Legos and like things that are bought for him, she plays with, and things that are bought for her, he plays with. And most of the toys that we have now are girl toys, because we had a girl, quote unquote, girl toys, but she has like Barbies and like little playhouse and little princess castle, because that's things that she's been gifted, and he plays with them, and I don't care.
No. Look, Link gets stuff like sets of toys. Some like he got a set of the Paw Patrol
right
stuff. There's two girls in Paw Patrol. There's Sky and there's Everest. Mm-hmm. It came with both their little fucking cars. Sky's little helicopter is pink.
Nathan loves Sky because she fucking has wings.
She flies.
She has you push her little butt backpack and wings pop out.
Yeah.
And Link plays with all of them. Like, he got a peanut set that brings Lucy and Sally. He brings Lucy, Sally, Marcy, Peppermint Patty. It brings all the boys, too, but it brings all of those. I don't care.
Yeah, one of Jeff's friends for Christmas asked
gives a rat's ass?
Asked us what Nathan liked, and we're like, oh, he likes PJ Masks. And he goes to the store, and he's like, oh, I think I'm going to get him the Catboy car. And it has seats for all three of them. Do you mind? And he actually asked Jeff, and I thought it was just weird. But, you know, I guess when you're around other people, like, you have to be considerate of
you
their...
You do.
Yeah, and he goes, do you mind if I get him all, like, all three of the toys? And... Jeff asked me, he goes, it's not, and he goes, she wants to know, does he get him? Because one of them is Owlette.
Yeah.
And I go, tell him he has to get Owlette. That's his favorite. Because he, again, they make the girl fly.
Yeah. And everybody wants to fly. I don't know, one person, if you ask them, like, what superpowers do you want? And a lot of people are going to say flying.
My nephew, for the longest time, you asked him, like, for Halloween, what he wanted to be. And he was like, I want to be Owlette, Owlette, Owlette. And my brother was like, well, I don't know if I'm going to buy him an Owlette costume. And I go to him, I'm like, Papa, what do you want to do? And he goes, I want to fly.
Yeah.
We bought him a Falcon costume. Because all he cared about
is flying.
Was the flying part. Because they didn't really have Owlette in, like, his dimensions. Mm-hmm. And it was a little bit tight in the... So boy, and he's like getting older.
In the crotchal area.
In the crotchal area. But yeah, so get over yourselves and buy Logan if you are okay with your doll possibly coming to life and, you know, attacking in the middle. Just putting it out there. But and FYI, American Girl, I have nothing against you. I'm fine. Go over that story. Okay. Since when you did mention that it's a school night, I'm just going to do a quick little shout out, because since this is going to air Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday.
So tonight, for our listeners.
What the fuck was that?
That was a shout out to Patty.
I don't know what's going to happen because I'm not watching it, and I'm not going to watch it tonight because I don't want to cry. But from what I'm seeing all over social media, tomorrow morning, I'm really sorry to every listener that watches This Is Us.
Oh,
because
they, it's tonight,
not,
finale?
No, but up. The entire cast has like written.
I'm like three episodes.
It's a tearjerker. It's, but so I don't know what this episode's going
to
be.
It's supposed to be a William and Randall road trip.
I think it's something. But all I know is that okay, Milo, made a excuse you from work. Letter because it's gonna be so sad, like, and they were all coming out saying we apologize right now for the episode.
I mean we know that William has to die eventually. We know that, yeah, like we know that William has to die, and we know that we still haven't found out how Jack dies, but we know that he's gonna die too.
Well, that's gonna be a while, they said, because many more said that Jack finding out how Jack dies is gonna be like far into thing. But yeah. So big hug from us to all of our This Is Us
I'm like
watchers.
I don't know. Like, I'm like three episodes behind. And the last episode I watched, then I watched it like the day after it aired because I was watching it on Hulu, and everybody was like, "Oh my god, last night's episode of this is my, I cried so much." Everybody was saying that. So I'm like sitting there watching it, like ready to cry my eyes out. And I'm
which
like,
episode was it?
I don't remember.
There's some episodes that people say that like make them cry, 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 and I don't get the same.
I don't cry in any of them.
But
because you're made of stone.
but I'm just, you know, like this one, if it is that, and if it is that it's his time, it has come, yeah, it's going to be a sad episode. So I just want to give up.
Yeah, I mean, just saw something.
We know what's going to happen. Yeah, so I can't. Like,
I'm gonna miss him.
Like, Toby's heart attack shocked me because I didn't cry at Toby's heart attack, but I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting that.
That made me cry, and I was like, no, Toby. By the way, I'm really mad that he wears a fat suit.
You know, he's actually kind of hot.
With a hat.
Well, because he doesn't have that like weird like comb over thing. Like, he actually goes bald.
Well, and Chrissy Metz said, she's like, he used to be fat.
She was on Watch What Happens Live recently. And she said that, you know, he used to be much heavier, and he struggled with weight, and he knows what it's like to, you know, be a fat person.
Still like,
well, and here's my theory on it. Well,
he's so sweet and charming.
I
love his character.
Yeah, like my theory on it is that fact that they hired somebody. Yes, he's probably is the perfect person for the role.
Well, they're going to make them lose weight because she's in her contract that she has to lose weight for season two. Because remember, she says she's getting the gastric bypass surgery.
But I think that's going to be something that like it's probably going to be a story arc
for season two,
that she may not have a quick weight loss.
Stuff has happened.
Might have that fast of a result that you see him and all of a sudden he's skinnier.
Well, that's how guys are. They always lose weight so much faster.
So I think that may be where their thought process in. Okay, well, we can
maybe.
So it'll work for the story, but so there is an article.
Still, I felt betrayed when I saw the picture.
Yeah, I felt betrayed at first, but then I was like,
he's actually kind of hot. I'm not gonna lie.
I took my TBH, anger.
He's a little hot.
Oh, did you see this picture that he has the glasses?
Yeah.
That's the cast picture you're talking about?
Yeah.
A little hot in the glass picture.
Look how cute he is. Look how cute he is, though.
I know which picture she's talking about because I saw it today and I was like, ay, que lo lindo.
I was like, he's not like hot.
No.
He's not like Jason Momoa, but like, okay, he's cute.
Did you guys ever watch Smallville?
Yes.
No.
I haven't seen like every single episode of Smallville.
They watched it without me.
No.
So, because Jeff pointed out to me, because I didn't realize this, but apparently
Kevin was Arrow. Yeah. Do you know where Kevin also is from originally?
Isn't that like a teen movie?
Why are you
Kevin
so
is
angry?
Fox from Passions.
Oh no, we discussed this. Yeah. Yes. No, but
Mary's
like,
mad at me that I watched This Is Us without him.
See, me and Jeff gave up completely.
Watching it together?
No, we don't watch shows together in general. Like, we'll watch shows at the same time.
That's what we did with Game of Thrones, because like he started watching it without me because he was like, "Well, do you want to watch this?" I'm like, "No, I'm not really interested." And then
Dave
started
without me too, and then I caught it. I caught up.
So yeah, so I ended up watching it on my own, and then I would text him like, "Oh, I'm on
you
this
Netflix
episode."
Netflix cheated.
Yeah.
Do you know that's like a big thing in like millennial couples? It's like it's like a whole thing of now. It's like Netflix cheating.
Well,
this happened to us years ago, and we just stopped doing it. That's when we realized, because this happened with it was my fault. I cheated. It was on Once Upon a Time.
I gave up on Once Upon a Time.
Well, yeah, but when it first I won't, it was on season
you mean
two.
You're not gonna watch it out of spite?
No, I'm not gonna watch it out of spite.
I watched
10 minutes of this premiere, and I was like, I don't really care anymore.
No, yeah, I'm not watching it, but when it first started, it was like on season, when it got to season two, we decided, let's, you know, watch it together. We watched like three episodes on a weekend together, and then that Monday I was at work and I had some spare time, and they had a compilation thing of what you've missed in season one.
Oh yeah.
So I watched that and I was like, I'm just gonna start season two. So I like binged watched, and I just like got to season two to start with when the show started, and Jeff's like, and he came by my desk and caught me. Like, I was like, shit.
God damn it.
So after that, we just now like, I'll watch a show and I'll tell him, or he'll watch a show and he'll tell me.
That's why, like, we have our own set of shows that we watch individually, and then we have the ones that we watch together. So, like, Outlander was one of the ones that I did by myself, and then David was like, "No, I want to watch it," and then I sat through it with him again, and now he's like obsessed. But like, he watches like all the CW shows by himself, and like I watch like my own stuff, like I'm like whatever. Are you guys caught up with American Housewife, by the way?
No,
I've been binging How I Met Your Mother, so that's like all I've been watching.
Oh, okay.
I've been binging a
lot. You're getting to the end. Have you been disappointed yet?
No. I like it.
She hasn't gotten there yet.
Maybe because...
She hasn't gotten there yet.
Also, I don't think that... You survived season 5 and you don't think that you're like...
Eh.
Eh?
I don't know. I've watched it so fast.
You know, it's one of those shows that... Okay, so there's a theory that some shows are better watched binged because my friend loves...
I didn't realize I was in episode 8 until you the other day were like, you're there already? And I was like, what season am I in?
Yeah, because we were talking about Brody and Robin's engagement. I'm like, I feel like you just started this 3 days ago. How the fuck are you already there?
Well, because there's like 22-minute episodes. Like...
Yeah, you were like, I cried at this episode. And I was like, well, how far are you?
Marshall's dad. That's where I thought you were.
I cried there too.
That's exactly what I told her. I go, well, where are you? Because I know 2 episodes that you're going to cry. Beginning, Marshall's dad. Like,
yeah.
That's because that episode kills you. And that's when I told you the story that Jason Segel didn't know what Allison Hannigan was going to tell him.
Yeah.
Like,
did you notice also that episode counts down?
Yeah.
But, so I thought it was that. But then so when you're like, oh, it's for Robin and Barney's engagement, I goes, oh, shit, you're there.
Far. Yeah.
So there are certain... So I have a friend of mine that doesn't hate Lost. And...
Did invest a ton.
That's what it is. He binged it. And he's like, no, I binged it all. And I the ending wasn't the greatest ending, but I didn't hate it. Like, I don't see why everybody hates it. And I really think it's because you didn't invest. He didn't invest the 6 years. Yeah. He didn't have to sit through the fucking writer strike, which is what killed that show was the writer strike. And he didn't have... The
writer strike fucked up a lot of things.
The writer strike fucked up Heroes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So...
Studio 60.
In Studio 60.
Studio 60.
Yeah. Like, there's... So you didn't sit through, like, the turmoil that it was to be... I think Lost was the last show that people cared about in the sense of, like, we had to be home at, like, Monday at 8 o'clock to watch Lost.
Yeah.
Because it was the last show, like, right before, like, the DVR craze hit. Because now nobody, like, gives a shit.
Yeah, because of DVR. Right. Amazing.
But I want to say that Lost was, like, the last show to do that. So... You didn't toil like we did in Lost, and I think maybe that's what you're experiencing with How I Met Your Mother is like we invested 9 years into the show for it to be like really that's where we're going. So you know,
but I will tell you, just keep if you're getting really close.
No. It's the TV. Okay.
Oh, you're getting really close to the final season.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to... There's nothing to spoil on this. Watch for... At one point, they're on a bus. Someone.
Oh, yeah.
And there is somebody sitting in that bus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Maury? When he shows up...
You'll know.
No, you'll know.
I died. I was like,
I can't wait.
I was like, what? And like Jeff had no idea who he was yet.
He did because we were already and we already knew it. We had seen it or whatever, and we were like, ah!
Yeah, it's like Jeff had. I took Jeff to see and get into that right after it happened.
Uh-huh.
So he was like, that's da da da, da. And he's like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah, like yeah. He knew of. And then when that person starts talking and everything, and you're just like, it's giddy. It is literally the giddiest moment.
Okay.
Yeah. So on the bus in the last season, someone is on a bus.
That's Oliver.
No, that's Sophie. Hang on.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready?
Yeah. Okay, sorry guys.
Okay, so
I had to mom again, so we're back.
But I came up with another one. 2017, do I really need to smush my boob in a mammogram machine? There's gotta be a better way, folks. And where are we at on teleportation? Like, why do I have to sit in traffic?
Teleportation, I understand, because like that needs to break down like every particle of your body and then put you back together. And then we get like
the alien encounter ride. So.
Right. Like, that's a little tricky. Okay. I feel like we're not there yet.
How about like
holograms, however? Like, why can't I hologram into work?
Yeah. Why can't I?
Well, like, why do I have to go into work in general? Well, yeah, that's true, computer, too. A good internet connection, and a phone. I don't think I need to go into work.
Yeah. Can we just. Yeah.
I'm like, trust me, I'll be here. Way more productive and you'll pay less rent.
Yeah, that's true.
Just putting it out there.
I think all
companies. FYI.
Yeah. So we found an article.
And I think it's going to be our last topic for the night.
Yeah.
But so I've heard this going around from like several people, but Scarlett Johansson is the latest one to talk about it, where she says she's recently divorced for the second time. And she says that she doesn't believe in monogamy. There are several other celebrities that have said the same thing. Shailene Woodley, Ethan Hawke.
Well, the famous ones is the Will Smith and Jada Pinkett
Will
Smith.
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith are very, very public about the fact that they have an open marriage. I believe Monique is the other one that has an open marriage.
Yeah.
So
it came up and we were like,
well, let's stir this pot.
Yeah. Well, see, my thing with
Cameron Diaz is another one but she's married to Benji Madden. You know, so. I mean,
I feel like if you're gonna do that, I mean, more power to you if that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to have rules.
And I think that's what like Jada Pinkett Smith and
what
Will Smith
I've read about like open marriage. Suppose there was a long rumor that the Clintons had an open marriage, mm-hmm. also.
That would explain a lot.
Maybe it was a big deal to like America, but it wasn't like as big of a deal to them.
Yeah.
I like to read about things, and there are very explicit rules.
Yeah, both people have to be on the same page.
Right,
both people have to be in like complete agreement as to like the parameters of what they allow and what they don't allow in their open marriage. Like, there's a podcast that I listen to that I'm really not caught up with called Guys We Fucked. And they talk about that a lot. How, like, one of the girls is in a serious committed relationship with her boyfriend, but she doesn't believe in monogamy either. And neither does her boyfriend. But at that moment, like, again, I'm like a year behind on that podcast. They were monogamous, just the two of them, but they had the option of maybe one day opening up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, basically, like, what I've learned from that podcast and from reading is that you have to have rules and everybody has to be on board with the rules.
It's not natural for us as like the species mammals,
yeah,
like, you know, to not be monogamous, and
not natural to be monogamous,
right? That's
right. Not lobsters,
right? And I can understand that. I'm not justifying anything, whatever, but I can understand that argument is my point. Like, I do know that it's hard and it's hard for a lot of people to stay monogamous.
Yeah.
So maybe we are, maybe we aren't. Maybe we are supposed to be monogamous, maybe we're not supposed to be monogamous. But
I just feel that it brings a lot more. Like, and I get it if you have rules and stuff like that, but it's still, I feel that there's going to be confusion or drama, especially if you decide to get married and start a family.
Well, I feel like if you're going to do it, you need to be upfront about it from day one.
Right.
Like, yeah. It needs to be, like, Nary and I have been together for 10 years. If he decides to tell me tomorrow, like, hey, I want to open marriage, you're so old, buddy. Like, that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, I think you have to have two like-minded individuals. Like, one person can't just be saying, I think this is a good idea. And the other one can't say, okay, let's give it a try.
I'm in an open marriage, but my husband doesn't know.
Well, so I the most, to me, the, I guess, like, the biggest in the biggest idea we have of it, or the biggest example rather, is Will and Jada. And yeah, this is Jada's quote on it, is, I trust that Will is a man of integrity, comma, a man of integrity. He's got all the freedom in the world, and as long as Will can look himself in the mirror and be okay, I'm good. You gotta trust who you're with. At the end of the day, I'm not here to be anybody's watcher. I'm not his watcher. He's a grown man. So from that impression, I take it as that they kind of have like a don't ask, don't tell policy in this. Foxy dog
himself.
Yeah, I can see how it's more of a...
He's like completely cut off our conversation. Like,
and he's not even in the room.
Yeah. I think it's probably one of these, like, okay, well, you're with me, and if you go on location or whatever and you meet somebody and you have sex and whatever, if you can the next day say, okay, that's just what that was.
Yeah.
And then
it's a dangerous game, though, because unlike animals, we have feelings.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have feelings.
You have a little bit of
the royal we.
The royal we.
Exactly. People get to... Humans tend to get attached to people.
Right.
I think it's the same concept of, like, of a friend with benefits. Yeah. Like, eventually someone catches feelings.
Huh? So it goes down bad.
Yeah, someone will eventually catch feelings. And, I mean, I know that there's also, like, polyamorous mm-hmm. relationship where... they date each other, or they date the same people, or, you know, think, I mean,
is it weird that, to me, a polyamorous, or even, let's say, a Mormon, you know, polygamist, seems safer than an open marriage?
Yeah,
it seems safer in the sense because the other person knows who you're with.
Yeah.
So in as far as like risk of like disease or whatever, and like that, in that sense, yeah, it does seem safer, because like, again, your boyfriend or your significant, your husband or whatever, your significant other knows who they're dealing with. It's not like oh, I'm going out tonight with my girlfriends, you're going out with your boyfriends, and maybe I'll fuck somebody, yeah, maybe I won't, and we'll see what happens then,
because the mind is really the biggest enemy.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Because you can make up all sorts of things in your head, but I guess maybe if like you both like are seeing the same person, or like that you've chosen, as the way that polygamy works, you've chosen this person to join your family, then it's more of a mutual decision. But if like you're off and you have sex with somebody, or you're doing something, or you're not doing anything, mm-hmm. but if I'm home thinking that you probably are, even though I can tell you that I'm totally okay with this, you could be having like a fuckathon in my head. When really you're...
I like the word fuckathon.
I like fuckathon. When really you're not doing anything at all.
Right.
So, but I guess, I don't know, it's one of those things that I'm like, I don't see it. Obviously.
I understand the argument, and I understand that there are people that do... can't be monogamous. Like, they just... Like, and it's just not... They're not wired that way. That I get. I mean, I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong, because I mean...
It's not my place,
yeah, and I don't really give a shit what people do with their lives. So, I mean, good
for you.
It just
sounds exhausting.
It just... That's what it does. It does sound like... I don't have the energy for the relationship I already maintain. Like, why do I have the energy? Where am I going to find the energy for another one?
And I feel like if I'm in a relationship, it's... I don't have to date. I don't have to, like...
Try
like go out and like put up with people's nonsense.
Yeah, I don't want to put up with.
I don't
want
to get to know you. No. I don't want to like be in the dating. No,
I keep hearing Stephanie like stuff from Wilbro.
Oh, dating.
Her Tinder stories and like the barrage of unsolicited dick pics that she's getting, and I'm like, I don't want to deal with that.
Steph knows her dick pics.
Yeah, at least Steph, she only gets unsolicited dick pics from her husband, which...
They're still unsolicited, though.
But it's your husband's. It's your husband's. It's not like random stranger on the internet that saw your picture and was like, oh, you know what I think she wants to see?
My penis.
I've never gotten a dick pic.
I have. Yeah, my dating pool was weird.
Oh, yeah.
I dated some weirdos.
Yeah, no, I never got a dick pic.
Oh, know. No, I got one that... I mean, like, I get them on demand.
I have a public Instagram page because, like, because of the podcast and because of work or whatever, like, I have a public Instagram page, and I've still never gotten... Now, I've gotten, like, people on Facebook message me like, oh, we should be friends. We should get to know each other. Like, no, nigga, never. We should totally should not, dude.
Ooh,
like,
she said that word.
But no, like I've had like guys that I dated in the past, pre Jeff, obviously. But like I had guys that would send me dick pics all the time. I had guys that I actually had one that I would go out with my friends and we'd be get as drunker as we got. They'd be like, text him. And I'd be like, hey, can you send me a picture?
Oh, that's not unsolicited. That's not unsolicited. You asked for a dick pic. Oh,
I did. And he would send it. And I'm like, I'm showing the table. And he's like,
Well, we had a friend of ours was dating a guy that was like a McDouche lord. And he would send dick pics, not of him, but he would just go like online and find like porn dick pics.
And well, send them
to our group.
I'll send porn dick pics.
No, you'll send inappropriate SpongeBob having sex pictures. Or was that Stephanie?
That was Stephanie. That wasn't me.
I didn't put SpongeBob having sex.
There was a SpongeBob picture.
That was you sending it to her.
No, when I was doing something, there was a
time. Sent her the...
that I came back to my phone after me and Jeff were having some alone time, and there was just...
Says the one that...
Says the one that
as soon as he was done, it sends us a GIF of the I just had sex
doll. No, that was my husband.
I know.
But no, I mean you to me, that you were like,
I sent like 12 sex GIFs after that.
The best was, hey guys, I'll be right back. And then I come back to my phone. I don't think Christy's coming back. I think she's busy. I think they started. I don't think that they're going to answer this. Okay. Sex gif. Boing. SpongeBob having sex. That was just weird. Or was it the other guy? I don't know.
That was Patrick.
Which I could never find that again. And I've looked.
I go back through our chat and I find it.
Yeah, I don't know what
I've
what
looked
I put,
for that picture. I don't know what you brought that up in the search.
It's such a good one. It's also in our chat with our husbands. I saw it the other day.
Yeah, it's not that far.
But like my whole thing when I read the article, and here's my like, it has nothing to do with whether monogamy is possible or not possible. So I was reading the article and what caught my attention. What do you think the first thing that I thought of when I read the like article?
That you have a shot with Scarlett Johansson? Because that's what I thought.
No, my first thing was, shit, she can't be monogamous with Ryan Reynolds.
Well, yeah.
Like, that's like goals. Yeah. Like, if that doesn't make you just say no mine and never give that to anyone else.
Yeah, like I wouldn't share that.
I would not share that.
Here we go. I found them all. Here we go.
Yeah, like I would not share that.
Our sex gifs.
Well, though, the ones that Jeff.
Oh, yeah, I was just looking at those.
Oh, yeah, that was me. That was just like embarrassed. I'm a smash. And then it's me hiding.
Nope.
Nope. My husband sent.
Okay, the one that was it David that sent like the anime
No, your
one?
Husband sent totally inappropriate one last week.
The oh, anime one?
No, David sent like an actual people, girl. Like a girl.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I was like, what the hell is
uncalled
wrong?
For. I was like, uncalled for. Yeah, if we've told you before, we do have a like 6-person chat between us
it
and our husbands.
It takes up my whole day.
It's just exhausting. It really is.
Well, on Saturday while I was at the wedding, you guys were just going and going and going, and I was like, what is happening? I had to put my phone on vibrate because I couldn't, like...
You should have just, like, put it on... you should have just muted it.
I put it in my back pocket. Sorry. So, yeah, that being said, like, whatever floats your boat, yo. If you can figure out a way to do it, I will say this, like, if for some reason, like, you know... Something happens with me and Dave and we're not together anymore for whatever the hell reason. I don't know that I'm going to be in a long-term relationship again. I don't know that I'm going to get married again. That's a lot of energy and a lot of effort, and I don't know if I want that
I've said
shit.
That. I'm only marrying the
I'm
next
only
going to
marry somebody if he's old and really rich.
Yeah, I've already said it. I married for love.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm marrying... The second time is...
I'm definitely not marrying for love.
No. And I'm getting...
So jaded.
I'm not marrying for love. I'm marrying for money, and I'm getting a really hot pool boy.
Yeah,
nice.
Same.
Pool boy,
I'll get a hot pool boy, hot gardener, hot plumber, hot
man about the house,
hot. What else?
What is it called? I've been watching the Royals too much. I'm like, I want a hot Lord Kensington, which is her, but like her like
a hot
man of affairs
house, estate man, a hot estate manager,
accountant,
a hot lawyer.
They're out there.
They are there.
I want them all.
Yeah.
Oh,
I want a hot news briefer.
You found the masturbation. Yeah.
Do you want to see it?
No. I saw plenty of it.
No, we saw it, and it was straight up real.
Yeah.
It was like, no.
I don't even know where the hell he found that, but
it was inappropriate.
Yeah, I don't know why it was that happened. So, do we want to discuss our wine?
Sure.
It was good. I personally like it. I like. Sorry,
I liked it better than I thought I was going to.
Yeah.
It was,
but
not,
it's very grape juicy.
It is grape juicy, but I am glad that I had my mom chill it before, because yeah. I feel like if it wouldn't have been chilled, it would have been bad.
Yes.
So yeah. I do like this bottle. The one that whenever it's my turn next time around, my bride from this weekend gifted me a really, really nice bottle of wine. So I'm gonna bring that next time. It's a cab. So.
Sweet.
Yummy.
Okay, so again, this was a Stella Rosa.
Black wine.
A black wine. And it was good for the little.
It was. We liked.
We enjoyed. I mean, I have no complaints. So, didn't get drunk, but...
Oh, we only had one bottle.
And it's Tuesday.
It's a school night.
It's a school night. We had one bottle and we had like two... I had two glasses, I think.
I think I had like a glass and a half.
I had two, I think.
Yeah, so it's not a high alcohol content, I don't think.
No, not at all.
Nope.
So, it's a nice midweek wine.
It's a sit by the pool wine.
Yeah. For sure.
It's a nice, like, chill and watch a movie wine.
Yeah.
Netflix and chill.
Why is there so many sex gifs in this chat?
Because it's a chat with our husbands.
They're disgusting.
They are. But, you know. What are we going to do? Kill them?
They don't benefit us that much, Dad.
Not really.
No, Dave's worth definitely more a lot.
Well, no, Jeff, don't get me
dead.
Don't get it wrong. Jeff has a nice policy on him, but
yeah, so is Dave.
But you know, then I gotta start dating again.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
I don't want to do that.
Date again. I'll be like Samantha Jones. I'll just have sex with whoever I want and not call them. I'm gonna do what guys do.
You're gonna be like Barney.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm gonna do. All right, girls. Well, you can check us out on the Geek Bro Network.
Yes.
You can find us on all social media at Mamas and Merlot.
MOMMASANDMERLOT.
You can email us at mamasandmerlot@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
You can find us on Acast, Stitcher, iTunes,
Twitter, Snapchat,
Instagram, Facebook,
all social media outlets, and email us at mamasandmerlot@gmail.com if you have any stories,
any wine suggestions.
Yes. Any just questions, topics, advice, venting. We'd love to hear from you. And we definitely need some more suggestions because we have run out. We're like now just going to the stores and picking stuff out.
Yeah, I got this wine because it was BOGO. Oh, we were supposed to talk about George Clooney's twins today.
Congratulations, Amal and George.
Yay.
So that's official then? Twins.
Yeah.
And FYI, it's a boy and a girl. You know why?
Because they're in vitro?
No, because his mom told everybody.
Well, yeah, but... To answer your question of why everyone's having twins, it's because it's in vitro.
Yeah, but it's really funny because they interviewed George Clooney's mom.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah, we're getting a boy and a girl, one of each. And then George Clooney was like, Mom, we weren't telling people that yet.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
I'm just really excited to see George Clooney, that's almost 60 years old, with newborns. I mean, whatever. I'm sure they're going to hire...
the ultimate bachelor.
Well,
they're going to hire night nurses and all kinds of fucking nannies and shit.
Well, now it's not as... The story that's playing out in my head is not as amusing. Because the narrative that happened in my head was married Brad Pitt with his army of kids, making fun of George Clooney in the middle of the night when he's like up with the kid.
Right.
But now,
not how the tables have turned.
Now I don't know how that's going to work out.
Yeah.
Because I could totally, in my head, since Brad Pitt and George Clooney are best friends,
right.
In my head, George Clooney would have called Matt Damon and Brad Pitt in the middle of the night and been like, or texting them, what you guys doing?
Well, they both have like 65 children. So.
Which is why, but now I don't know if you text Brad Pitt. Like,
why not?
He saw his kids.
They're still his friends.
But he's going through that divorce.
But they're still his friends.
Oh, she did like a Crocodile Tears interview today, and I was not buying it.
Yeah. But no, he can still call Matt Damon in the middle of the night.
Yeah. Oh, also, by the way, since we are such fans of just this little plug to a new favorite Instagram page, since we're all such big fans of Nori's Black Book, there has now started, Blue's Black Book has now begun, and it is fucking epic. So I would definitely check that out. Blue's Black Book, but Blue with a Z. Blue's Black Book. Check that out on Instagram. Again, we're not getting promoted by them. It's just funny as fuck.
Yeah.
So
something to look at in the middle of the night.
And if you want eye candy at the middle of the night, Hassan Piker. Oh, you're just...
Huh?
The guy, the Young Turk.
Huh?
The one that we watched him take down, Tommy... Lauren, whatever her last name is. Tommy, the one that's the Uber... The hot Turk guy.
Dan her.
Wait, I'll bring him back.
Okay.
I'll bring him back. Hold on. Come to me. Look, there he is.
If you had to choose between eating tacos every day or being skinny for the rest of your life, would you choose hard or soft tacos?
Basically.
I would literally... probably sell my soul to the devil to not ever have to worry about eating, like, to being about being fat.
Yeah, no. Oh, happy birthday to my boo, Trevor. I love you, Trevor Noah. It's his birthday today.
Chrissy's birthday last Friday, Tuesday.
We didn't record on Friday, so we didn't get to say happy birthday. Oh, I also didn't get to talk about Oliver had surgery last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
He's good in the hood, so.
Yeah, all's everybody's good, happy. Lucky. Yeah, everybody's happy. My birthday was nice, but yeah, more importantly, it's Trevor Noah's birthday today. And
happy birthday, someday. Trevor Noah. We love you.
Does this mean I have a year to plan a big 40th birthday party for you?
Oh, God, yeah. Somebody asked me, they're like, oh, my God, how old are you this year? I'm like, 39. And they're like, oh, my God. And I'm like, I'm excited for next year.
I feel like we're going to get sued by Nickelodeon.
There's a possibility. Bum, ba-dum, bum. And it's the perfect way to end.
Oh, wait. We should have lived it.
No, it has to be a surprise.
Snapchat it. That's true.
I'll Snapchat it, but it has to be a surprise for people tomorrow.
Yippee-ki-yay. Yeah. What?
Like the cowboy say.
Yippee-ki-yay.
I'm sorry we put you through that twice.
Oh, I'm sure that they're all jamming out with us.
People are listening, they're like, oh my God, it's Hey Dude. Yes.
That's why that's the title of the episode. The title of the episode is Hey Dude.
All right, cheers, girls.
Cheers.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.